I had spent my childhood thus far being carted around the capital cities of Europe, so the Field Museum satisfied my idea of museum, but its domed stone facade was nothing exceptional. Because it was Sunday, we had a little trouble finding parking, but eventually we parked and walked along the lake, past boats and statues and other excited children. We passed between the heavy columns and into the museum. And then I was a boy enchanted. Here, all of nature was captured, labeled, arranged according to a logic that seemed as timeless as if ordered by God. Perhaps a god who had mislaid the original paperwork on the creation and had requested the Field Museum staff to help him out and keep track of it all. For my 5-year-old self, who could derive rapture from a single butterfly, to walk through the Field Museum was to walk through Eden and see all that passed there. We saw so much that day. The butterflies, to be sure, cases and cases of them, from Brazil, from Madagascar, even a brother of my blue butterfly from down under. The museum was dark, cold, and old, and this heightened the sense of suspension, of time and death brought to a halt inside its walls. We saw crystals and cougars, muskrats and mummies, fossils and more fossils. We ate our picnic lunch on the lawn of the museum, and then plunged in again for birds and alligators and Neanderthals. Toward the end, I was so tired I could hardly stand, but I couldn't bear to leave. The guards came and gently herded us all to the doors. I struggled not to cry, but began to anyway out of exhaustion and desire. Dad picked me up, and we walked back to the car. I fell asleep in the back seat, and when I awoke, we were home, and it was time for dinner. We ate downstairs in Mr. and Mrs. Kim's apartment. They were our landlords. Mr. Kim was a gruff, compact man who seemed to like me but never said much. And Mrs. Kim, Kimmy, my nickname for her, was my buddy, my crazy Korean card-playing babysitter. I spent most of my waking hours with Kimmy. My mom was never much of a cook, and Kimmy could produce anything from a souffle to bibimbap with panache. Tonight, for my birthday, she had made pizza and chocolate cake.